Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. For this March 25th, 2024, 3:04 on the clock, have your host, James J. behind the mic. We want to send a big shout-out to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids, sponsoring the hour. We appreciate our friends over there. More on the show and a little bit later. We got a stat of the day for you you're going to want to hear coming up. We're going to talk a little River Kings, of course, talk about the NFL. We'll even get into some Major League Baseball talk I want to make sure to get to. And we're going to kick off our show with Assistant GM of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Tyler Miller, in a moment. But, of course, you know about the Civic Media statewide ride in the spring text to win contest that we've been doing. This is your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as grand prizes, including an awesome bike, this amazing blender. It's like the Cadillac of blenders, people, and this beautiful patio love seat. All entrants are entered to win one of our two grand prizes, and just keep on listening to do that. All you got to do is download the Civic Media app. You've already done so? Good, good. We can get this moving then. You go ahead and pick your local station, and then you're going to text us this keyword. And that's it. That's all you got to do. You listen every hour at the top of the 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock hours throughout this week, and you'll have other opportunities to win. Thank you so much to everybody who's already downloaded the app. I will announce this word twice in the hour. The word for today that you are looking for at the top of the 3 o'clock hour is, I think I dragged this out long enough, it's Chula. Chula, yeah, C-H-U-L-A, Chula. Go ahead and enter that word, text it to us, and get in on this contest. And again, a big, big thank you to everybody who has already downloaded the app and is helping us continue to do the great work we're doing around here. We'll get that word out there to you again a little bit later and continue with this great, fun contest. But right now, I want to welcome in to our studios our good friend Tyler Miller, Assistant GM with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Tyler, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, James.
I see you, and you're just a friendly face. It's always good to see you, man. But right away, Pam and I were joking about this. We're like, baseball. We start thinking about baseball. We start thinking about spring. That's a nice selling point for you as you walk into buildings and establishments. It's got to be a nice feeling.
It is, especially 2 weeks ago when we had 60 and 70 degree weather. It was real. We had the busiest period we've had since the end of the season.
I believe it.
I had about 8 or 9 phone calls, 7 or 8 people stop into the office. Again, renewing season tickets, doing miscellaneous, just talking baseball. Always an interesting time, obviously, with this weather right now, but we're still baseball-minded, and unfortunately, we'll skip the White Sox talk for now.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a really good idea for both of us. when it comes to the baseball, sports just in general nowadays, we've talked about this with the NFL a lot, but there is no real off-season anymore. It's a 24/7 business now, and it really has to be on every level. It really seems to be, at least.
It is. I mean, again, I noticed that was one of my biggest notes takeaway from league meetings, my first one ever that I went to 2 years ago. It was, they said that even as a summer collegiate organization, we are a year-long operation nowadays, and if we're not doing stuff to stay relevant or to, again, do different events and do whatever throughout the offseason, we're behind. Yeah. So that is our biggest goal, is to, again, we've been trying to do newsletters and different stuff throughout the offseason so people remember. I know we're not going anywhere, but the Rafters, that people just think about Rafters baseball all year round, kind of build up that hype, be ready to go for the season in the spring.
It keeps the energy there, and it even if it's dormant or it's hibernating for a little bit, it pops up, and every spring we are filling that winter field. We are filling that ballpark, and we'll be doing so especially on May 27th, opening day. Cannot wait. Great way to kick off a week. It feels like when you're excited about it, it feels like it's forever away. But we're getting closer and closer.
You're telling me.
I can't imagine. Right, man. It's exciting. I want to get into talking a little bit about some of the things that you guys are doing over there as far as looking for local entertainment. And you announced one of your promotion ideas already, so we want to touch on that. But you came in, and you know, you and I get together. We always have these interesting conversations, I think. And one of the things you brought up is something that during the regular season, we just never really have a chance to talk about. But it's really, we love to win championships. We've got a banner literally right over our door that you walk in and you can't leave without seeing of the Rafters championship. We've just been following the Kings like crazy as they were chasing one down. We love to win around here. This area supports that a lot. You look at our local Assumption Girls. You look at how our wrestling is in this area. This area has always been a big supporter of those things. But as much as we love that, we take a lot of pride in these kids. these kids to take the time to be here, stay in town for a couple of months with us, sometimes year after year, and spend time with our families, our kids, our people, and really put back into our community to a point where we're going to follow them the rest of their careers. So while we love winning, I think loyalty is the thing that we love so much around here. That's such a Midwest quality and something that we take a lot of pride in. And one of the things that I think that has been so cool about seeing the Rafters and them around now for over a decade doing this is getting to see these kids that would come to town here, and then all of a sudden you see them on Sunday Night Baseball or something like that. So the development of players, is that really the mission truly of the Rafters?
I think it is. I think that's the mission of the Northwoods League. I think if you looked it up, I don't have it memorized, but if you looked up the Northwoods League mission statement, I'm almost positive. The development is that the word development's in there. And again, just to your point, we had our marketing and sales manager, Griffin, who last week got to go on vacation in Florida. No. It was a work/fun trip. He got connected with Richie Palacios, who is on the Tampa Bay Rays, who just got traded from the Guardians to the Rays, who played here and won a World Series for us in 2016. He had a quick chat with him, got to take a selfie video with him. We've got a nice video that we're going to show on opening day, kind of kicking off the season that he took.
Awesome.
And again, it's stuff like that. It's the loyalty. It really was like he didn't even know us. I mean, he doesn't know me. He doesn't know Griffin at all. We weren't here when they won the championship, but it's the loyalty to the team that he has forever. And he's told us that anytime we message him, it's the loyalty to the team. So yeah, no, again, it's kind of all about the development. And like our point when I kind of came in and what we were saying was, a lot of these guys come in here really trying to develop and find a home. Again, a lot of these guys that we find are from D2, D3, even junior college schools. They come here wanting to showcase their skills, show the world that they can play at a D1 level, and hope to get recruited by a D1 school. That, again, maybe we have somebody else that plays for them and they're into the portal and they come here and they see them play and they get a scholarship because of it. So it's just really cool, the development of it all.
And, you know, other major sports have great development pools and great scouting systems. You know, basketball has gotten really good at this, especially they've had to because it's turned into a world sport. Football, they do a great job of recruiting in the country here, I think, and they have a lot of connections. I think you have so many football recruits. It's football recruit on top of it, and the connection. It's all about connections with that. Baseball feels like the if not the hardest one to scout, the one where there's just so many players. There's so many players. There's so much, and with that, if you're a player, there's so many opportunities, but also so many chances to just kind of get lost in the shuffle. I don't want to say it's the same thing at all, but I know a little bit of like this with as an actor, that, you know, hey, I want to be an actor. My mom and my dad's like, that's great. You better be the best. Otherwise, nobody's going to hear from you. You know, there's a billion actors right behind me and in front of me that want to do this job. It's tough. But when you find the right fit, that's what it's so much about. It's not so much about the biggest of breaks as it is about finding the right fit for you. And it feels like especially in the Northwoods League, scouts take that into consideration. It's not just about batting average, but hey, what kind of kid are they?
Yeah, no, I fully agree. And I love what you say, that it's about your fit. We just had this talk in the office the other day about how unlucky it can be sometimes, right? Yeah. So like we have a player, Jorge Degatti, who was here last year, led the team in batting average, kind of is coming back, one of the three returners that's coming back, is a locker room guy, going to be that leader that we have this year. He started his career highly recruited out of Miami, Florida. He committed to University of Florida, got there, didn't see as much playing time as he would think, transferred to Indiana University where he spent last season. That's where we recruited him. He was sitting behind what is going to be a first-round draft pick at shortstop, third base. So didn't get the playing time there.
Yeah.
Came here, showcased himself, did really well, is now transferred to a school in Florida, Nova Southeastern University, a small school there. Nice. Again, Griffin actually went and talked to him this past week too. So that's kind of where I'm getting some of the story from. But so he goes there. He applies for a waiver because he can only transfer once. He's transferred too many times, so he has to apply to be able to play. He's not playing this year. So again, you just talk about the unluckiness of sometimes at the university level. So he straight up told us that this summer is really, he'll decide whether he's playing baseball for the rest of his life or not after this. Like, because he just hasn't gotten the time in university and college yet. So he comes here really trying to develop his skill, find that home, And here we are. So, again, it's just really interesting the impact that this team can have, especially because of the impact a university can have on somebody for different reasons of playing time or who you're sitting behind and how all that goes. So, no, you talk about it. It's all about the perfect fit. I think that is the number one thing.
When it comes to this year's class of kids coming in, we've got some returning players. We've got some new players coming in as well. That's got to lead for a really exciting clubhouse, even right now, just building up to it, I imagine.
It is. And that's always the hard part. James, we say it every year. We're like, we wish we had the same team every year, right? It's like, again, I want them back. They were such a fun, great group of guys, high energy, all of that kind of stuff. But it also feels nice when I look at the roster and only see Jorge Degadi as the main guy coming back, a couple other pitchers. And so it's just interesting to see that, because now we're going to have a whole new group of guys that come in here and form the relationship and have Jorge be the guy, kind of the locker room leader, and can show things where they are because he spent the summer here. But it's an interesting dynamic. We fight really all the time because we talk to fans and they're like, we want the same team. We want the same. And it's like, you don't know if they're going to play like that again because of this, because of what they just went through the last fall. I mean, they go back to the university and things change and do whatever. So you get the same guys to come back. They may not be the same people anymore. So it's just so interesting. It's a weird dynamic.
There's so many layers to this, and I love diving into it with you. I'm really looking forward to as well seeing how this plays out in the field, of course, and being able to have more conversations like this. You're gonna, we'll bring it back. What I'd like to get into the next time you join us is how the players, like, if there's any opportunity for them to gel in the meantime as they lead up to the season. And talking a little more about this as we're building these players up, talking a little bit more about how that's done. But we did, before we let you go, we did have some notes on a couple players, including one of our favorites around
here. No. I was doing some research. Again, it's, I think, the hardest thing ever, especially since I've been here for a couple years now, is to keep track of everybody. It's I need to hire somebody to literally sit there and watch the Twitter feed every time there's a game on to see what's happening. So I figured our fans... it's not. I would do it. So I figured I'd give a quick update on Brandon Bobo, who's huge fan here. And he just a great guy. So he came here, transferred to Loyola Marymount at the end of our season and committed to theirs. So this year he has played in 23 games. He's batting .302. And the home run king himself has 6 home runs and 26 RBIs this season. So off to a really good start at Loyola. It's interesting. They're in the West Coast Conference. They play a bunch of good teams with Gonzaga. They just played Gonzaga last weekend. So some interesting matchup there. Always, if you're interested in keeping an eye on somebody, Brendan Bobo out of Loyola Marymount is one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, we're going to be following him. We also wanted to remind everybody that the Rafters are looking for people to do national anthems and pregame performances and interactive activities as well. We know we got a lot of great local entertainers and singers around here.
It is. And the one thing that I will fully admit is it's so hard to look back and see who we've had out before. So again, I know we've had great balloon artists out there and different anthem singers and all of that. And again, we want them back, and we want to be able to create a spreadsheet that I can have the contact information on forever.
This person's going to have some work to do.
My assistant that I'm wanting to hire. So that's the biggest thing we are looking for entertainment. We're actually rebranding our pregame picnic into like a pregame party, kind of create more of a tailgate atmosphere. And so we're looking for some live entertainment for some of our big sponsors. They have 500 person picnics, parties, and so we're looking for some entertainment for there. So anthem singers, live entertainment, up close entertainment, balloon animals, face painting, all of that kind of fun stuff. Get a hold of us. We'd definitely love to have you out at the ballpark.
And as we let you go, you guys did announce not only are there single game tickets available for sale for April 15th, but you've announced your first promotional giveaway of the year. This is exciting and a really nice partnership.
It is. Solaris is a great partner of ours, and life partner for ours since day one, from what I understand. And so huge supporter of the Rafters. We love what Solaris does. And they will be sponsoring our mini bat giveaway. That'll be one of the first few games of the season. It's a great piece to get autographed. Again, I think it'll be a hit for the kids. A lot of them will end up leaving with the mini bat autographed. So we do have 1,000 of those, so we'll be giving out those during opening week. And single game tickets on sale here in the next couple weeks.
Get those tickets, everybody, and find out more and support your Rafters. Northwoodsleague.com is the website, Northwoods MLSLeague.com. Tyler, if people want to reach out to you as far as the entertainments and some of these other things we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yeah, again, best way, probably just a quick phone call to the office. I'm managing the phone and checking all that. So area code 715-424-5400. Again, NorthwoodsLeague.com is our website, and it's got all that information. But yeah, no, feel free to stop by our office and come say hi now that once the snow melts, though.
Yes, yeah. Maybe this is a good idea to wait until the slush is out of the way and everything. But Assistant General Manager Tyler Miller with your Wisconsin Raptors Rafters joining us. We'll talk again real soon, man. Thanks a lot for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks so much, James.
And we, of course, are looking forward to these home games coming up and the whole season coming up. We are the home of your Wisconsin Raptors Rafters, have been since day one. Every pitch, every hit, every win of Raptor baseball right here at WFHR. We'll be back with more Playmakers on AM 1320 WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to hit them up with all your printing needs. Be sure to join us every morning, Wednesday morning, around 8:40, 8:45, somewhere around there. Phil and the gang from Quality Plus joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Be sure to join us for that. And, of course, we're looking for hometown heroes over there. You got a hometown hero in mind? Reach out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Let them know about that. Got a lot of fun things going on with them. More of that coming up later in the week here on our morning show. We are hoping to be joined by head coach and GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, today. If we're unable to, we'll have Coach join us real soon. As if you've been paying attention, he's had a very busy weekend, very busy couple of weeks. If Coach isn't able to, we'll get in touch with him real soon. But I do want to send a real quick shout-out to the River Kings. Big thank you to them. And more information on the River Kings and how you can celebrate with them tonight coming up. We'll get into that in a little bit. We were just talking baseball with Tyler Miller, assistant GM with your Rafters. That was a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Enjoy and talking baseball. And I know you guys got baseball stats for us sometimes. Feel free to hit us up, 715-424-2600, with any of your sports thoughts and feelings. Call up and join the conversation, everybody. I'm batting by myself today here, so go ahead and call me up and join the conversation. I've got a baseball stat I am dying to get to, so we will get to that soon. But first, let's see what's on your mind. Good morning. Good afternoon. You're on the show.
Well, good morning, James. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. I like you had Tyler on, and as much as I'm looking forward to the Raptors' hot pitching prospects, because they always seem to really farm really good pitchers.
Yeah.
I've got a stat for you.
Ooh, all right. We'll have dueling stats here. All right, you go right ahead.
The slowest pitch ever recorded in Major League Baseball history. It was thrown by a catcher named Tucker Barnhart from the Chicago Cubs in July 16th in 2023. He threw an Ephus pitch.
Oh, yeah.
And it was recorded at 39 miles an hour.
Man, that's not fair. It's not fair for anybody. It's not fair for him that he can throw that. It's not fair to the batter that strikes out and has to go back and look at the dugout and look at everybody and make eye contact with his pitching coach or his hitting coach or something. That is tough.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance, look it up on YouTube, an Ephus pitch.
Oh, I got to look that one up.
Actually, I think Doc Bird was the last one that recorded it prior to that, and it was for the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, God, that's a great name. Oh, that's a good name, and Savannah Bananas.
I think that he threw it, and I believe he was, I want to say, about 71 years old when he threw his last professional pitch.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's my stat of the day. The slowest pitch, 39 miles an hour, and it was thrown by a catcher from the Chicago Cubs just over a year ago.
That's hilarious. I vaguely remember that, but that's a pretty good one. The baseball season is so long, it feels like there's so many of those things that happen, and especially towards the end of the season when you've got a catcher throwing, you know, there's a 16-inning game and you've got an outfielder throwing or something like that, and these kind of things happen sometimes.
Yeah. You pull in the right fielder. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things about baseball, to be honest with you. I love it. That's a really good one, man. That's a really good one. Appreciate the call, as always.
All right, you take care, James.
You too, man. Have a great day. Thanks for the call. Best listeners in radio. That was a really good stat. I got one here for you that's kind of interesting and might even take us into break. So I love talking old school baseball like a lot of men with my father. It's kind of one of it's an American thing maybe, but I don't know. But I know it's something that we love to do. And we were talking the other day, And my dad grew up and got to see Bob Gibson. And I didn't. I didn't see much of Bob Gibson. His legacy, his legend is what I know of. And hearing stories like Bob Uecker's story with about Bob, one of the best baseball stories you'll ever hear is Bob Uecker catching for Bob Gibson. You know, it's just a great story. There's a couple of those out there. But I came across one the other day that I hadn't heard before that I think may be the second greatest Bob Gibson story ever. The first has got to be the Uecker story. That's got to be number one. This is number two. It's interesting. Maybe number three is the fact that Bob Gibson is the reason why we use the term game changer in sports. For those that don't realize that or know that, they literally changed the game because of him. They lowered the mound. That is, by definition, a game changer. We throw that term around a lot nowadays. Not like that, though. That's a whole different ballgame. My father believes that it's a wonderful debate to have the greatest baseball player of all time, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, you know, Mickey Mantle, throwing these names around there. But my dad thinks that as far as the most intimidating baseball player of all time, it's unquestionable. It's Bob Gibson. But without question. Randy Johnson's up there. There's some names up there and everything, but Bob Gibson, number one on the list. And if you were wondering how he got on that list, well, I have a really good one here for you. We go to Bob Gibson giving up in 1975. Bob Gibson gives up a grand slam to light-hitting Pete LeCocq in Gibson's final game. It actually turned out to be Bob Gibson's final pitch. Gives up a grand slam. Years later, Gibson faced LeCocq in an old-timers game and beamed him. over 10 years later, this guy just, by the randomness of baseball fates, they end up playing each other at an old-timers game, and Gibson, without even taking a beat, beans the guy. Afterwards, Bob Costas asked him, "Why'd you do it?" Bob said, "The books must be balanced." Actually, he said, "The books must be balanced, Robert." He called him Robert. I mean, I've been on the air many times saying how I feel about beating players. I think it's a cowardly act. It doesn't make any sense. You really want to beat a guy? Strike him out. Why put him on base? But this story makes me a hypocrite because I love this story. How old were they when they did this? Bob Gibson ain't not letting it go. Not letting it go. Bob Gibson to beat him. God, I'd love to see that play. That's pretty good, man. That's a pretty good stat right there. We encourage you to find out more about your rafters at northwoodsleague.com. Be sure to follow them at northwoodsleague.com, everybody. And we're going to talk a little River Kings when we get back. And got some exciting news about the River Kings, something fun going on with them tonight. That is coming up for you and plenty more right here on Playmakers. Brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Solo show today. Randy and Seth out, taking a much-deserved break that they have earned, and not really a break because both of them are doing other things, so they're not really just sitting back and watching, you know, getting ready for March Madness or anything like that. Which, by the way, we've gone a half an hour into the show and not talked about. I don't know what that says about the tournament or if it says anything at all about the tournament, but we're going to get into March Madness before the show wraps up. But this right here in this time slot is usually when we didn't do the fourth period with our head coach and GM of our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Coach Paul Peckman. Coach not with us right now, but I know that he would want all of you to know how much he appreciates this audience, this community, this town. I know that he'll be joining us real soon. We'll be talking with him. And I want to let you guys know that you can join the Rafters River Kings tonight. Tonight, they'll be at La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids. Players will be there from 6 to 9. After the event, players are going to be heading home, so let's make sure to wish them a good trip. Thank them for everything, for a great season. Man, what an amazing season. This may have been the most memorable River Kings season yet. It was a heck of a season, you guys. It's been a lot of fun talking hockey and having Coach on the air with us. Appreciate the time from him. Appreciate the friendship from him. And looking forward to catching up with him again real soon. Find out more and help your Kings build hockey up and down the river at riverkingshockey.com. And join them tonight at La Taqueria. Wishing the players well. From 6 to 9 tonight at La Taqueria. Man, I love La Taqueria. It's a great place. Let's go ahead and get to the phone lines here. Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, James.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Busted, bracket busted. But I guess we got to talk about the elephant in the room. Coach Greg Gard.
Yeah. Yeah, I was waiting for this one. Yeah. Because honestly, I think I was the only person in the country that picked Wisconsin to move on. I felt like, all right, everybody, it seems like everybody, even last week when you and I were talking, it's going to be an upset. Wisconsin's going to be out in the first round. And I really felt like, well, yeah, but we've counted them out so many times. And every time I feel like Greg Gard's like should be renting and not buying, he has a good season, or the team pulls off like 6 or 7 wins in a row, or wins a Big Ten championship or something like that. So they're just one of those teams that I've never really been able to figure out, especially since Gard has been there. Now I think we know. I think we got a pretty good idea. We're getting if not, we don't know. We're getting a darn good idea of the kind of teams that he coaches.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I mean, I actually had him. I mean, I was on the fence. It was almost like a coin flip if I was going to pick him, because I truly don't believe. I mean, although they did look like it on last night when Duke kind of gave it to him, but I didn't think that James Madison deserved a 12 seed. I think they should have been a better seed than that. But it just, the way they came out, I mean, it just like James Madison came out with a fire and what Wisconsin had no idea what to do. So, to me, on that end, that kind of reminds me of Joe Barry.
Yeah.
How he, you know, they get slapped in the face, they couldn't make the adjustments in time, and they were digging themselves out of holes from the get-go.
It feels like...
Now, look what happened, though.
It feels like they're able to recruit. It feels like they're able to bring the talent in. It comes down to coaching. To your point about Barry, you know, Barry had the talent, had 6, 7 first-rounders on that defense and just couldn't seem to get it through.
Right. You know, but think about what Chris McIntosh has done at Wisconsin the last few years. Okay.
Yeah.
He fires the coach. They had Jim Leonard there, but he wanted to change the culture in Wisconsin football. So what did he do? He brought on Luke Fickell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Greg Gnatto there coaching hockey, and had some good seasons, and he needed a coaching change, and they brought Hastings in. And look where they're at now; they're in the NCAA tournament, shoot for a national championship in hockey with the same players that Greg Gnatto had last year. But I think it's time for a culture change for basketball. Greg Gard, yeah, he could be a great coach. I think it's time, and now you're kind of starting to see it. You're going to kind of see it now, maybe the next week. There's already one player gone with East Beecham.
Yep.
He didn't get to play in time like he did last year. There's rumors that AJ Storr is talking about going to the transfer portal or two. So.
You really, I think that we would like as sports fans to be able to say that perception, that image doesn't matter. It's all about what you put on the field. You know, proving the doubters wrong. You know, us against the world. That's every coach in every sport and every league. But when it comes right down to it, whether you like it or not, it matters. And especially to kids. And that's your business. That's your oil, is the kids, is youth. And if you look like a team that gets knocked out in the first round every year, that's the perception. That's the image. You're right. Greg Gard's, I don't think anybody denies that Greg Gard's a good coach and does a good job and everything. But even a good coach, eventually the voice gets old. It gets old. Chuck Knoll's voice got old eventually. Every great coach, it happens to. I know I've brought it up many times, but Coach Quinville in Chicago. This is a guy who won 3 Stanley Cups. This is a guy who his players would have given him a kidney, would have done anything for that man. His voice got tired after a while. It just happens. And especially, the only thing that really keeps that voice fresh and going is winning. And if you ain't winning, it gets really old real quick.
Right. Yeah, so you get people that, well, who are you going to bring in? Who are you going to bring in? Well, there's one guy, I mean, I've been saying this, and I think I've even talked to you about this, is bringing Jay Wright in.
Yeah.
Get him off the TV and bring him in. And look what he did at Villanova.
Oh, yeah. I actually think if they were able to bring Jay Wright, and I think this feels like a take, but I mean it, that would be bigger than the Fickell signing, I think. And that was the biggest signing in college sports, period. Like, not just in college football, college sports. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw him leaving Cincinnati to go to Wisconsin. And it's the biggest get still. I still don't think that there was a bigger get than that. Now that then I'm thinking about it, even with this most recent coaching cycle and everything, I don't think anybody's made a bigger get than pulling Fickell from Cincinnati. You bring Jay Wright out of retirement, that guy with that recruiting playoffs and those rings and everything. Yeah, that's a new. And I mean, I could see how Jay Wright. I'm sorry to cut you off. I could see how Jay Wright. I haven't even thought about this. I know you mentioned it before, but we had so many other things going on. I never thought much about it. Now that I'm thinking about it, Wisconsin has so many things going. Every Big Ten team really has so many things going for it right now. And Wisconsin's got you're not starting from ground zero. You've got a good recruit. You got pipelines. You've got a good recruiting base at Wisconsin. That could be a very tempting offer to him, I would think.
You would think, you know, and especially now with the Pac-10, Pac-12 or whatever it is coming in, it needs to be done. I mean, we could end up not even making a tournament once these teams start coming in. So I really hope Chris McIntosh sits down. I mean, yeah, he might have some players coming in because he recruited them. But, I mean, that's why you would want, instead of going down to his assistants, maybe bring in a Jay Wright or somebody, a bigger name to Wisconsin, and keep those recruits here. Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, who knows? I mean, with the way the things are with this transfer portal, maybe Jay Wright doesn't want to be in here. I mean, that's why he retired, because he didn't want to fight with the transfer portal. I mean, that's why, Mike Krzyzewski, I mean, you hear some of his interviews. It's just getting hard to recruit. It's getting hard to coach these kids because if they don't get their playing time, then they're gone. See you later.
I do empathize with that. A change is always difficult. I think we can all relate to that in many degrees. But I also, I got to say, all these old coaches, they're some of the greatest, if not the greatest, to ever do it. And they may always be. Who knows? But they're really showing their hand here. I really feel like they're showing their hand here of how they happen to be retiring or leaving the game right as it's changing like this. And how many of them, and I don't think this is, a take or anything like that, or I'm saying anything out there out of the ordinary, how many of them were doing this behind the scenes before, and now that it's above ground and everybody's on the same, everybody's on the same playing field, all of a sudden the rules change, and now it's these greedy players, and how dare these players not playing for the love of the game. Meanwhile, every single coach is not going to take a contract that's not thousands of dollars. And they can leave that job at the blink of an eye for a better paying gig. But they want to talk about loyalty. They want to talk about how these players are not playing for the love of the game or worrying about playing time or this or that. It's a business. It's a business. What are you doing? Like, if you can't adjust to the business and grow with it, get out like they have. And let the young team, let the younger players and the younger coaches do their job, because the game has changed. If you can't evolve with the game, I question how good of a coach you are. That if you can't reach these players, if you can't be able to, NIL this and these players nowadays, man, kids ain't changed. People haven't changed. The rules have changed a little bit, but it's just made it more now. Everything's above ground and everybody's on the same playing field. And all of a sudden, when that happens, you can't adjust. I question your passion for the game. I question how much you love this game when things aren't going your way.
Well, they've always had a transfer portal, but you had a city year and you lost your year of eligibility. But, I mean, there's to a point on this transfer portal. I mean, a lot of times it comes down to the money, how much, the kids are going to get from the NIL. But, with losing to Seachin, he played 27 minutes average last year. And he got 7 this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think that if that was your child, I think that it might be something that you could see. I'm not talking about you specifically. I mean, in general, as just people and stuff, you have a little bit more, maybe feel a little differently about it and that. But I just can't. I don't feel like it has changed that much to where it's all of a sudden we can't love this game anymore. I'll say this to Nick Saban and some of these guys that are really coming out right now and really badgering this and everything. How about the players will play for free like they have for over 100 years. If you do, you go ahead and coach for free. You coach for free. You do what they were doing for 100 years. You do what they were. Let's see your love of the game. Let's see how much you care about this game. Let's see how much. Let's question your will, your care of the love of this and all that. Because I didn't see any. I don't believe I've ever seen a head coach for free. I don't think I've ever seen that happen. I don't believe I've ever seen a university give away tickets for free all season long and not charge anything. If you want a jersey in the store downstairs, in the fan store, you can just pick that up. Just go ahead and grab it. It's yours. Like, that doesn't how this works. Why are we treating them differently than others? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, I remember back then, because obviously when you and I are in high school or college, back then we had the Fab Five from Michigan, like Chris Webber and Juwan Hart and those guys. And I remember there was a story, I think, when Chris Webber first came out as a rookie, that when he was at Michigan, they were selling his jersey like for $40 or $50, but he can't sit, with his name on it and everything.
Yeah.
But he couldn't even afford to go to McDonald's and have a burger back when he was in college because he had no money.
Yeah.
Now they're, doing the NIL and stuff like that. But how many times, though, did it happens? I mean, sometimes they got caught doing it, sometimes, and then they got a slap on the wrist. Ooh, you lost a year of recruiting or whatever. You got a slap on the wrist. But really, how much did Nick Saban offer some of those kids to go there to Alabama?
Yeah. It's unrealistic. Even statistically, if you just want to look at it, the numbers, just look at no emotions, just data. It's unrealistic to think that a coach like him or any of these big name coaches that were around for 10, 20, 30 years did not do that with at least one player, if not multiple players. It is childish to think otherwise, basically. We're just talking logic here. We're not even throwing anybody under the bus or talking trash about anybody. That's just logic. It's interesting to see some of this old guard, the way that they have been handling this. These are men that were in charge of raising other men that are acting like children now, which kind of fits with a lot of the narrative nowadays, it seems like. But I think it's something also that falls on deaf ears too. Because all you're doing, for one, you're not saying anything that we haven't already thought of. I think most of us with a conscience or a thought has, this game has really changed. It has become about these things. But you keep moving. You're like, all right, the game has changed. So who's playing at noon today? I mean, that's the world. That's business. That's sports.
Yeah, and that's, that's just the way we're going. And it's tough to see teams, the small market, even if you want to talk small market, kind of the Badgers of Wisconsin is a small market team if you think about it, back kind of where we started is there needs to be a change. I hate to say it, it's proven, and hopefully McIntosh is, I'm sure he's probably had this conversation many times with many people. I don't know. I just hope that.
Yeah.
Hope it gets figured out soon, because it's just, I don't know if what's going to happen. Because if you watch, I don't know how many times you had a chance to watch the Badger games this year, but back when, like, Bo Ryan and even with Bennett coaching, that place was packed.
Yeah.
This year, especially in the month of February when they had the home games. There were a lot of open seats.
Yeah.
A lot of open seats in that, and it's just like, people are,
McIntosh seems too good at his job not to. The only way I think guard keeps his job is if they don't have a better replacement in mind. I think that's the only way he keeps it. If for any other reason, the perception and so many of the things you're talking about, they see the same things. And there needs to be a changing of the guard. I said it. I did it. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I really shouldn't have.
It's a Monday. Thank you.
Before I let you go, I did want to, with you, send a shout out to our Lady Badgers and a great, great season. A big thank you to them. Yeah. I know that you and I have touched on the team a while. It feels like we're the only ones watching sometimes. Pay attention to women's athletics, everybody, especially your Wisconsin Badger hockey team. Like that, those ladies are killing it. They're an amazing team. Great season. A big thank you to them for a great season.
The worst thing about that is I turned it on in the third period.
Oh, no.
And so it wasn't long after that I saw that goal. And it's just like, man. And well, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think the Badgers picked for the men. I think they got a pretty tough draw because they play the defending national champions, mm-hmm. which I still can't figure out where that school's from.
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knows. I don't even think the kids know. I'm pretty sure. Always good talking to you, man. Thanks for a good show.
All right, you have a great week.
You too. You too. Have a good one. Best listeners in radio, appreciate you guys. We'll take our last time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Playmakers here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Playmakers proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Big shout out and thank you to them. Hope the afternoon is treating them good over there. Hope it's treating you guys good. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Good stuff coming up for you right here at the radio station. I wanted to get into our schedule here in a moment before I do and talk a little NFL rule changes and get you up to date on your Brewers. Taking on the Colorado Rockies, they're in the bottom of the second right now. Brewers up 2-0. Not bad, not bad. Continuing on, I wanted to make sure to mention that our Ride in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest we're holding here at Civic Media throughout all of our stations has been a great success. We've been having a lot of fun with this. But we need more representation from here in Central Wisconsin. Need more WFHR representation. Get in there. Go ahead and download the app. Get ready to text us that keyword for this hour. It's your final opportunity for today to enter and win. But we will have more other opportunities throughout the whole week. We're going to do this for another couple of days. Do this right up until Friday. We're at the top of the 7 o'clock, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. hours. We are going to give you a keyword. All you got to do is text that word to us on the Civic Media app, and boom, just like that, you are in on this awesome opportunity where daily we're going to have four daily winners that are going to receive an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the beautiful Dells. And all entrants are entered to win one of two grand prizes and include this awesome new bike, this like Cadillac of blenders, this 3-in-1 blender, this outdoor patio love seat. Got a lot of great stuff for you. Get in and win. With the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest. And your word for this hour is Chula. Yeah, Chula. C-H-U-L-A, Chula. Go ahead and text that to us. Get in on the contest. And a big thank you again to everybody who is playing along and having fun with this one. Taking a look at our schedule. Tomorrow, Bucks basketball on your radio dial, hosting the L.A. Lakers. That should be a good one. Got LeBron, AD coming to town, hitting up Milwaukee. It's going to be a good one. That's Tuesday. Our pregame kicks off at 6 o'clock. We'll follow Wisconsin women's basketball. They advance, of course. We're going to find out today. So keep that in mind. Thursday, more Bucks basketball at New Orleans, taking on Zion and them and that weird king cake baby that they got down there. Man, that thing's weird. That was weird. Friday, Wisconsin men's hockey, taking on Quinnipiacapa. It's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good one. On Wisconsin. Yeah, it should be a good one. And keep in mind, just as a note, if your Badgers hockey team advances in the NCAA men's hockey tournament, then April 11th, the semifinal, and April 13th will be the championship. Yeah. Been a fun season already for the Badgers. See how this one goes. 424-2600. 424-2600 is a number. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from y'all. I am just in the middle, and I wanted to look this up. So the university that our caller, our good friend, and I were joking about, where is Quinnipiacapa? Where is Quinnipiac? Or Quinnipiac, however you say it. Hamden, Connecticut. Yes, Hamden, Connecticut is where they're from. There you go. In case you were wondering. I wanted to make sure to get to this, too, before we wrapped up today. For those that didn't hear, the NFL committee got together and made some announcements. NFL owners have approved the ban on the swivel hip drop tackle technique. Decided unanimously about this. A violation will result in a 15-yard penalty and could ultimately result in fines for players. However, Troy Vincent, big name in this state, I imagine, has said that the rule is going to be looked at very much like they do with the use of helmet rule, which typically leads to a warning letters and fines before it gets to a 15-yard penalty. In addition, two other proposals were approved. Teams will receive a third challenge after one successful challenge. Previously, teams had to be successful on two challenges to receive a third challenge. And if there is a double foul during a down in which there is a change of changes or changes of possession, including if one of the fouls is a post-possession foul by a team during a scrimmage kick, the team last gained possession will keep the ball after enforcement for its foul, provided it did not foul before last gaining possession. And if you know what any of that means, I imagine you're going to be very useful come this NFL season. Yeah. There's a couple of rule changes that I was expecting that didn't see happen here. I'm waiting for them to just completely get rid of the kickoff. It feels like it's bound to happen. Which, player safety is much, 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 much more important than my enjoyment. One of my favorite things, if not my favorite thing in sports, has always been the kick and punt returns. So it stings, I will admit. But, I don't mind them getting rid of them if they truly did believe in player safety. But the NFL has kind of proven to us over and over again that it talks out of one side of its mouth and, you know, out the other. Well, we'll see. You have football coming up at the end of the month here, if you didn't know. Yeah, I know. Football. UFL football. No, wait. It's going to be interesting. Don't go. Don't go. We got 5 minutes of show left. Please stay. how many people are interested in UFL football? I'm very curious. We love football. You can have a preseason game in the second or the last preseason game of football on TV, and it will outrating just about anything if anything that is up against. Including games that matter in baseball or other sports. It'll blow it out the way. It'll blow it out the water. But what brings us to the games? Is it the game itself? Is it the team? Is it the players? I think that's going to be tested with the UFL. UFL kicks off their season Saturday, March 30th. Birmingham Stallions against the Arlington Renegades. It's going to be interesting to see if they want this to work, the UFL. Obviously, you're going to need good players. You're going to need, good advertising and marketing and all those things. That all matters. But the biggest thing you're going to need, if you are a fan of the UFL or you are an investor or a player or anything else, the biggest thing they need with this is patience. Patience. Take a look at the season ticket sales for any Los Angeles team. You can do that over this year. You can do it over years past. You can do it at any point in NFL history, whether it was the Chargers or the Rams or any other team or the Raiders in LA. And you don't see the greatest numbers in ticket sales. And you might think that that fan base just doesn't care. They don't have a fan base or anything like that. But they have fans. They're just building them. The thing that Al Davis, I feel like, got wrong as such a smart businessman I could never understand is that. If you want these teams to be successful, if you want this league to be successful, you're going to have to give it time to build a fan base. If you don't give it time to build a fan base, it's never going to work. We hand down our sports teams to our kids, to our friends. You got to give it time to be able to build. Let's take one call before we get out of here. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, I'll give you a little air time filler there, James.
What you got?
A recent record fell that was held by Nick Van Exel, believe it or not. He was the all-time single-season three-point leader for the Los Angeles Lakers. And that dated all the way back to his rookie year, 94-95. He had 183 three-pointers, and it was just eclipsed by D'Angelo Russell.
Wow.
I'll put a little bow tie on it and say... Troy Fumagalli is still a free agent.
Oh, Fumagalli's still a free agent. How is that possible?
Yes. So Packer fans, Viking fans, everybody in the Midwest, reunite. Fumagalli is available.
Sign him. Sign him right now. There's no reason that man should be a free agent. None whatsoever. That's going to look good on somebody's jersey this year. That's some great stats, man. Thank you so much. Always appreciate you.
There, dude.
Take it easy. That's good. That was a good call. That was good. Fumagalli. Troy, he should be on a team, man. He should be on a team. I'm curious to see how you guys feel about the UFL. If you're paying attention to March Madness, Had the phone lines open all show, and you know, we talked a little bit about your team, you know, Wisconsin, but not really much March Madness. So curious about that too. Maybe we'll talk about it next week on another edition of Playmakers. Be sure to join us then. We'll have Randy or Seth in with us probably. It should be a good show. And we'll have you, so that's what matters. We'll have all you guys with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Have yourselves a great day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.